Although Boston's economy is strong, the city also has some issues. It has a high rate of wealth inequality, and in the last 5 years, extreme poverty among children has almost doubled. The Boston Foundation has been working on these issues. 100 years after it was founded, the foundation continues to fund research and organizations addressing some of the city's problems. WBUR's Simone Rios explores one area of the foundation's recent work, the commuter rail's Fairmont Line.
Five days a week, Sherry Tibbs boards the commuter rail at the new Four Corners Geneva station. She rides the smooth train from Dorchester reading a book, or closes her eyes until South Station.
It means I get home when I want to get home. When after a long day, I'm home within a half an hour, if that.
Down it out!
Station to station, the trip takes 16 minutes. Tibbs walks to her job at a hospital a few blocks away.
How has it changed your life?
I mean, it simplified it. It simplified it where I'm not aggravated in the morning on my way to work, you know, coming home aggravated.
The Boston Foundation supports causes large and small, from the Boys and Girls Club to the push for charter schools. One of its proudest moments in recent years was the opening of new stations on the commuter rail Fairmount line. The foundation sees the Fairmount corridor as a vital part of the city. It reported last year that unemployment was more than 17% for the nearly 200,000 residents who live along the corridor. Homicide rates were twice the city average. And the train, which runs from Hyde Park to South Station, was yet another grievance in the community. Built in the 19th century, the Fairmount Line stopped providing passenger service in the mid-20th century. When it returned in 1979, it passed through many of the city's poorest neighborhoods without stopping.
Minus the train, we're spending more time in transporting ourselves and commuting than other communities were.
Mella Bush Miles chairs the Fairmount Indigo Transit Coalition, a group that fought for the new stops.
And right up the middle of our community was this lifeline, the infrastructure and the tracks and trains that were going right past us and we couldn't get on.
In 2006, the state agreed to build new stations along the Fairmount Line. Two existing stations were also rebuilt as part of the improvements. An array of community groups pressured the state to follow through on its promise to build additional stations. And 2 years ago, officials and activists cut the ribbon on three of four new stops. The foundation didn't set the agenda in the fight for the Fairmount Line, but it funded the groups that did from its headquarters in the Back Bay.
So what we've really been doing is supporting the community's vision around bringing better transit equity to the region.
Becky Kepnick is the Boston Foundation's Director of Neighborhoods and Housing. The new train stations are a win, no doubt, but Kepnick says new problems are arising.
Now that there is somewhat regular service in this neighborhood, folks are really concerned about, well, what does that mean? Is there going to be gentrification and displacements? We're trying to make sure that this line really benefits the folks who live there.
The Fairmount Corridor is just one slice of the foundation's work across Greater Boston. The president and CEO of the foundation is Paul Grogan. As he talks about the foundation's achievements, Grogan is surrounded by pictures of himself alongside Tom Menino, George H.W. Bush, and Kevin White.
I think the record shows that the foundation has been able to have significant impact across a wide spectrum of issues. And as we celebrate our 100th birthday, we're particularly proud of that.
The foundation was founded in 1915. In the beginning, it dealt with the needs of families sending their men off to war, as well as the thousands of immigrants pouring into Boston. By the middle of the century, Boston was reeling from the Great Depression and two world wars. It had lost the industries that once powered its economy and was called a has-been among cities. To help with the turnaround, the foundation provided funding to a group of Boston elites known as the Vault, helping to launch the Boston Redevelopment Authority and ushering in the so-called New Boston. Paul Grogan came to the foundation in 2001, another key point in Boston history.
The city was, despite that recession, clearly on the path of a renaissance. A lot of things were getting better. The city was becoming much more vital. And so it struck us that there would be an opportunity to extend the benefits of that urban revival to a broader population.
A decade and a half later, Grogan attributes much of the city's successes to community groups supported by the foundation.
It's very hard now to find physical blight in Boston. So I think that's a major achievement.
The foundation now has roughly $1 billion in assets and gives out more than $100 million in grants every year. It also does advocacy work. Grogan is a registered lobbyist on Beacon Hill and funds research on issues including housing and wealth inequality. The Fairmount Corridor is an area of particular concern. The Boston Foundation has invested more than $7 million in some 20 groups along the corridor since the new stops opened. The work involves everything from affordable housing and job training to the arts and entrepreneurship. Today, the Four Corners neighborhood is in movement. There's colorful artwork on the bridge over the new train station, an array of small businesses with storefronts along Washington Street, and workers building a new housing development just blocks from the new T station. But for resident Michelle Merritt, there's another side to the shine.
As of last week, I received the eviction notice.
Merritt lives and works a few blocks from the new Four Corners Geneva station.
So the train started the gentrification. Like, it was the epidemic. Like, everybody who I knew received a 30-day notice. Everybody I became, like, close friends with in the area, they moved.
For some who live along the Fairmount line, the work of the Boston Foundation will be defined by its response to these changes.
I'll say that's yet to be seen, you know, the real impact, because this is the time where it's really going to be measured.
Kenyatta Blue is an artist who lives in the neighborhood.
What it really comes down to is what they're going to put more money into, research to prevent it or, you know, the programs that are supporting the gentrification.
The foundation's research shows that over the last 25 years, housing costs have risen by more than 50%. And during that period, real income has actually gone down by 4%. But the extent to which displacement is happening, that's not so clear. CEO Paul Grogan says the foundation wants a better grasp of the issue.
It is one of these things that people fear, sometimes out of proportion to the real threat. So one of the things we're doing through some research that's underway is really trying to find out what is really happening here, and then we can respond accordingly.
As the Boston Foundation moves into its 101st year, the high cost of housing has become one of its top concerns. But Grogan says he'd rather deal with that than with the urban blight that occupied the foundation for its first 100 years. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simone Rios.